And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of June, 2025. June 11th is International Lynx Day. Lynxes are medium-sized solitary wildcats that roam the forests of North America, Europe, and Asia. Their name comes from a Greek word meaning to shine because of their reflective eyes. There are four species of lynx. The Eurasian and Iberian lynx are found in Western Europe and Central Asia. The other two species, Canada lynx and bobcats, live in North America. Bobcats got their name from their short or bobbed tail. Lynx are usually a light brown, red, rusty, or gray color with dark spots for camouflage. They are recognizable by the pointed black tufts of hair at the ends of their ears, beard-like fur around their cheeks, long legs, and short, stubby tails with a black tip. Lynx bodies are adapted for life in deep snow. Their long legs help them move through the thick powder, and their large webbed paws have hair underneath to keep them warm and stop them from slipping. Those paws hit the ground with a spreading toe motion to help the animal walk on top of the snow, forming the perfect snowshoe. Lynx are skilled hunters due to their great hearing and eyesight, so strong that they can spot a mouse 250 feet away. They tend to live in dense forests where there is plenty of cover to ambush their prey. Once they've spotted their prey, they'll silently stalk it until the perfect moment. These stealthy cats avoid humans and hunt at night, so they are rarely seen. During mating season, which takes place at the end of winter or in early spring, females will only breed with one male. Rival males will screech at each other as they fight over the female. About 2 months after mating, females give birth to a litter of between 1 to 4 kittens. In 2023, the USDA's Wildlife Services intentionally killed 469 bobcats to protect the interests of animal agriculture. It's the birthday of Ingrid Newkirk, born on this day in 1949. Ingrid Newkirk is a British-American animal activist, author, and the president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, the world's largest animal rights organization. Newkirk founded PETA in March 1980 with fellow animal rights activist Alex Pacheco. They came to public attention in 1981 during what became known as the Silver Spring Monkeys case. The case led to the first police raid in the United States on an animal research laboratory and to an amendment in 1985 to the Animal Welfare Act. Since then, Newkirk has led campaigns to stop the use of animals in crash tests, convince companies to stop testing cosmetics on animals, organized undercover investigations that have led to government sanctions against companies, universities, and entertainers who use animals. The publication of Just Enough, Vegan Recipes and Stories from Japan's Buddhist Temples by Gessen Claire Greenwood was on this day in 2019. Fresh out of college, Greenwood found her way to a Buddhist monastery in Japan and was ordained as a Buddhist nun. Zen appealed to Greenwood because of its all-encompassing approach to life and how to live it, its willingness to face life's big questions, and its radically simple yet profound emphasis on presence, reality, the now. At the monastery, she also discovered an affinity for working in the kitchen, especially the practice of creating delicious, satisfying meals using whatever was at hand, even when what was at hand was bamboo. Based on the philosophy of Oryoki, or just enough, this book combines stories with recipes, from perfect rice, potatoes, and broths, to hearty stews, colorful stir-fries, hot and cold noodles, and delicate sorbet. Greenwood shows food to be a direct, daily way to understand Zen practice. With eloquent prose, she takes readers into monasteries and markets, messy kitchens and pre-dawn meditation rooms, and offers food for thought that nourishes and delights body, mind, and spirit. And here's a prayer for today by Yugen Doshin Yamada. Let us send all of our merits, past, present, and future, to all our dear wild animal friends being trapped, hunted, caged, and or killed for fur, flesh, leather, trophies, the zoo, and collector trade, and for wild animals being forced into stress and extinction due to loss of habitat and poison. May all suffering and the causes of suffering to our dear wild animal friends be forever ceased. May all the obstacles on the path to liberation to our dear wild animal friends be removed. May our dear wild animal friends be filled with love and compassion. Prayer for our dear wild animal friends by Yugen Doshin Yamada. This has been The Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to live vegan for the wild animals too.